Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
Everybody, welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Right, and welcome to a new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey guys, you know how we like to do it. Before we really get started, guys, I want you to take the time to visit and like and join our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. There it is, right there on your screen. And as always, guys, I cannot start this show without saying thank you to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, wherever you may be listening to the show, let me take this time, take this moment. This moment is reserved just for you. Thank you so much for watching and tuning in to the show each week. I'm so glad, and whether you are listening on Facebook or on X or LinkedIn or YouTube, you are taking the time to watch the show, and maybe you're going back and watching the show and streaming this from your favorite streaming platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Amazon Music, and so many more. Thank you guys for streaming the shows, for streaming the episode, and you may not even be right here in the United States listening to the show, right? Because TMG is being heard all over the world thanks to you. I mean, places like Ireland, Switzerland, Japan, China. Guys, thanks to you, TMG has gone global, and it is really, really just really taking me aback because I'm really surprised. Thank you, everybody. And if this is your first time tuning in, your very first time hearing my voice, let me take the time, take this moment to tell you thank you so much for tuning in. And whether you heard me by accident or someone invited you to the show, thank you. And I want to tell you guys thank you this also. All of those who have been listening to the show for the 4 years that we're on, I appreciate you. Thank you for sticking beside me. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for always tuning in. I greatly appreciate you. But I also want to tell you thank you for inviting people to watch the show. Yeah. There are people who invite people to watch the show. And let me tell you, man, thank you so much for doing that. I really, really mean that. Guys, we got a really good one today. We have a doozy of a show. I cannot wait to get started. So I'm going to go ahead, get some preliminaries out of the way, because I want to get started in this show. I can't wait. Can't you tell I'm a little bit excited? So I'm going to go ahead and play some information from our affiliate sponsors. Once that's out the way, guys, we're going to come back, and then we're going to dive into today's show. Don't go nowhere, guys. Sponsorship's coming up. When we come back, we get into this, baby. It's going to be good. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN for Amazon. With Amazon, you can spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. There it is, guys. Please visit one of our online sponsors. The special links are in the chat if you're watching this. And if you are listening to this later on, maybe you're at work or driving at home or wherever you may be listening to the show, the special link is in the information so that you can type it in and visit one of our sponsors. Thank you so much for participating, guys, and helping us out there. Guys, today's episode, I told you it's going to be a great one. If you did not get a chance to check it out, today's episode, God, is entitled Unfinished Business. Yeah, Unfinished Business. Yeah, I know that can go so many places. I know you're already excited behind that. I am also Unfinished Business. Guys, it is the year 2024. And some of us are already thinking about some unfinished business we had last year and the previous year before that. Yeah, so guys, it's unfinished business. Yeah, listen, not only is it a new year, not only is it a new year, a new month, but it's also a new year. And when the new year comes, I don't know about you, but when the new year comes, and a lot of people do this because it's just natural, you begin to reflect on things from the previous year. Yeah, you begin to reflect on things from the previous year. We begin to reflect on relationships. We begin to focus on careers and jobs. And the new year seems to just cause us to begin to reflect on the new year. We reflect on the previous year, the jobs, the relationships, those things that we're still involved with, we're still attached to. So with the new year, we get to reflect on things from the previous year. We begin to reflect on relationships. We begin to focus on careers and jobs. And we may also reflect on decisions that were made in the previous year. Some of us right now or facing or living in or living with decisions that we had to make from a previous year. And when the new year comes in, it kind of puts things, places things on a pause for just a moment, long enough as we begin to reflect on things from the previous year or decisions that we made in a previous year, or for that fact of the matter, in a year before then. The new year kind of, you know, the new year, I said, kind of pauses things. But to me, sometimes the new year seems to kind of, it's like an eraser almost. It kind of has to wipe the slate. And it kind of gives us a chance to start over. Sometimes there's nothing like a fresh start. Yeah, there's nothing like having a fresh start at something. I mean, come on. Sometimes having a fresh start at something can be the best thing there is. If you have to move to a different town, don't get upset about it. Look at it as a fresh start. If you have to downsize to things that are different than what you're used to, don't become upset over it. Look at it and take it as a fresh start over some things. Having a fresh start over things isn't always a bad thing. And I know sometimes when we have to have a fresh start or reinvent ourselves in a new situation. It can be challenging. It can be different. But it also can be a blessing if we sit there and we embellish and relish in the fact that you have a fresh start. Sometimes there's nothing like having a fresh start at something, a fresh start and a fresh perspective. Because sometimes the perspective that we have is all we've got to hold on to. Yeah, sometimes we may not have the things we used to have, but all we have left is the perspective that we had when we were in it. We may not have the job you used to have, and all we have left is the perspective that we have when we were once in it. Sometimes we may not have the resources that we used to have, but we're left with the perspective that we had when we were once in it. Sometimes all we have left, sometimes all we have is the perspective we got to hold on to. Listen, our perspective is the way that we see things. It's our point of view. It's our side of the story. Sometimes the only things we have left are a bunch of bad memories and our side of the story. Sometimes all we have left that we are clinging on to are faded dreams and our side of the story. Sometimes all we have left are things we couldn't complete and our side of the story. Sometimes all we have left are things we would do differently and our side of the story. Sometimes all we have left are things we would say differently and our side of the story. Because if we could go back and do things differently, then our story would end up different. Have you ever just wanted your story to be different than it is? I'm not talking you're trying to, you know, bring world peace, you know, but have you ever just wanted your story to be different than it was? I know there are people right now that are listening that said, I just wish things had gone differently for me. I wish things had gone differently in my life. I wish I had made better choices, better decisions in my life. I just wish my story was different. Because the truth be told, and let's all be honest, a lot of us right now are living a story that we did not see for ourselves. We are living a story we did not think we were in it. You are in the middle of the pages of the story that if someone told you this was your story, you would not believe them. If they told you this is how your life would be at this point in your life, you would not believe them because this is not the story that you wanted for your life. Have you ever looked back and saw every promising opportunity that wasn't taken advantage of and moments that we wish we could start over, like the new year? The year starts over December 31st at midnight. That's a brand new month, a brand new year. Why can't my story change like the year? I just want a different story. I'm not asking that I solve hunger or I cure some disease. I just want my story to be different. What's driving me isn't that I'm trying to be rich. I just want my story to be different. Have you ever looked back and saw every promising opportunity that wasn't taken advantage of, and moments that we wish we could start over, like the new year, and have a do-over? Man, listen, it's just a few weeks into this new year, and some of us are already wishing for a do-over. If you could do it again, you would do it differently. Life comes with a lot of things, but it does not come with guarantees. Have you just wanted a do-over? Guys, real quick, everybody that listens to this show knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to tell, and maybe come on to the show, guys, drop us an email at tellmesomething21@gmail.com. Guys, I want to play a very quick little video. I'm going to pick this video up real quick. And for those who can't see the video, it's a video of a hamster on a hamster wheel that's going around and going around in circles. And I thought it was a pretty cool video. It is pretty cool. These videos always kind of intrigue me because no matter how fast they run, they always seem up in the same place. And sometimes it gets that way, right? And no matter how fast, how much effort we put into it, everything seems to be right back in the same place. And we always seem to be right where we started. And we just want our story to be different. We just want our story to be different than it has been. And I don't know about you, but I've wanted my story to be different as well. And many people, look forward to the new year for these reasons, for a fresh start, for a new perspective, to have their story to be changed, to have their story to be different. Many people look forward to the new year for these reasons, so they can start things over. Companies look forward to a new year, especially if the previous one was disappointing. Man, listen. Sometimes the toughest things to do is live through a disappointing moment. Sometimes the hardest things to face are disappointing moments that leave us with regrets. Yeah, that leave us with regrets. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Regrets. Sometimes the most difficult things to face is when we're facing disappointing moments that leave us with regrets. And the question that we face is, how can we have a fresh start when there are so many regrets? There are adults who regret their parents getting a divorce. There are children who regret being born with some type of sickness. There are adults who regret being born missing a limb. Let me ask everyone this question. Have you ever faced regrets? Have you ever regretted anything? Yeah, have you ever that, man, I regret that. Ever regretted anything? How can we move forward when there's so many regrets around us? And that's the story. It's not that we want to remain where we are. A lot of times we want to know, how can we move forward when there are so many regrets around us? There are a lot of people living with regrets. Some regrets, listen, some regret never finishing school. Some regret never taking the job that was offered. Some regret not being more focused or not establishing better relationships with your family or with your children or with friends. But people are living with regret. Yeah, people are living with regret. Guys, let me give you a working definition for regret, and there are many definitions. Let's give a working definition for regret. Regret, a definition for regret, guys, is one definition of regret is to mourn the loss or death of something. It means to mourn the loss or death of something. And we're going to focus on the word mourn. Is it possible that we could have been in mourning over something we lost and we haven't realized it? I said people can be in mourning over things and we haven't realized it. We can regret losing a job and we can be in mourning. You're still missing the job that they fired you from. 20 years later, you're still talking about it. 30 years later, you're still talking about the money you're no longer making. You are in mourning. When I was working on that job, I could make all the money and I could supply and I could do this, and we're still in mourning. Is it possible that we could have been in mourning over something we lost and we haven't realized it? Listen, you can mourn over the loss of a job just like you could mourn the loss of a loved one. You could mourn the loss of a lifestyle that you were used to just like you could mourn the loss of a friendship. You could be in mourning over the loss of wages or a house just like you'd be.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mourning the loss of a child. If we want to properly handle our regrets, we have to be honest about the things that we are in mourning over. Well, I'm not more in mourning over anything, but yet you can't embrace where you are now. I'm not in mourning. Everything's fine. Oh, everything's good with me. I'm happy. But yet you can't be happy where you are. I didn't say satisfied. I said happy. I didn't say settle. I say happy. Happy means you are engaged into it. You become part with it. Well, I'm not mourning. I'm just keeping to myself. You are in mourning and you are in denial. You're in mourning. And when I was reading, man, listen, I was reading and I was studying this, and I had to think about some things that I possibly, that I was in mourning over. I did. I had to think about things that I was in mourning over, and I had to tell myself, hold it. This is why I made certain decisions, because I was in mourning. Parents who lose a child during childbirth, it's difficult sometimes for them to want to try again to have children because they're still in mourning over the child that they lost. It's not that they're incapable. It's not they don't believe they'll. It just they're in mourning. And we can mourn over things we lost, just like a parent mourns over the loss of a child. You can mourn over the loss of a lifestyle, over wages, over things, just as you would like mourning. People, one of the things that when people are aging and they lose independence and they become in mourning, because they're no longer able to be as independent as they used to be. And they say, oh, I'm okay, I'm fine, but you are not. You're in mourning. And let me help you guys out. And I know when we typically think about someone in mourning, we typically think about someone who's crying. We typically think about somebody who's sad. We typically think about, you know, a funeral, a loss of a loved one or a friend. Let me tell you something. You lose the right thing and you will be in tears just as if you are at a funeral. You lose the right thing and you will cry just as if they told you your loved one or your parent had died. If you have built, listen, if you lose your finance, if you lose your home, you lose your independence, you will feel that same sadness. Listen, let me help you out. Our minds cannot distinguish the loss between the difference between the loss of a job or the loss of a loved one. It processes it as loss the same way. So you will feel the same sadness. You will feel the same hurt. You will feel the same pain and the same disappointment. And I know a lot of times when we think about mourning, we think about at a loss of a family member crying at a funeral. Let me help you out. Mourning does not mean we are always crying over something or always crying over it. Okay? It means, let me help you out. It means we are only holding on to our side of the story. Yeah. Mourning means we are only holding on to one side of the story. Because anyone who mourns over anything, all they continue to hear is one side of the story, regardless of how you try to tell them something different. Have you ever tried cheering someone up who was mourning over something? No matter what you said to them, they wouldn't get happy. No matter how you tried to cheer them up, they couldn't come out of it. No matter what you said to them, it couldn't shake them, because in their minds, it's just one side of the story. And when someone is mourning, all they're hearing is one side of the story. See, it has nothing to do with attending a funeral. It has to do with the side of the story that you're listening to. It has to do with just that one side of the story. If you ever attended a funeral, if you've ever attended a funeral, everyone in there is crying. Everyone's in tears. Everyone's bawling. You got this preacher, this minister up. saying wonderful things about the person who's no longer there, and they may be saying good things. But the people that are in mourning, it's a little difficult for them to process, because all they are hearing is one side of the story. Listen, you can never be happy with what you have if you are still mourning over what you lost. Let me say that part again. We can never be happy with what we have if you are still mourning over what you lost. We can never be happy with what we have if we continue to tell ourselves just one side of the story. Your future is not in what you lost. Your future is in what you have left. There were times, a quick story, man, I kid you not. There were times when my grandmother, she would create these meals. She would create meals seemingly out of nowhere. She would create these meals, man, that look so elaborate. These meals that look, I mean, you put it on a table and it just looks so elaborate. And I got curious one day. I got curious one day and I asked her. And I said, how did you create this? Where'd you get this from? How did you do this? How did you do this? I asked her, I said, how did you do this? And she would tell me that she used everything that she had left in the cabinet. Listen, it may not look like you have much left. It may not feel like you have much left to offer. It may not look like anything that you used to. Yeah, it might look differently than what you used to seeing, but you must be willing to use whatever you have left. I remember I watched my grandmother prepare a meal one day, and she just started pulling things out the cabinet. She was grabbing and reaching. She was reaching for things to see what she could make of them. She just began grabbing things out the cabinet to see what she could make of them. And she just started pulling things. Listen, begin reaching for things and see what you can make of them. If it's a new hobby, reach for it. If it's a new way of thinking, a new way of doing things, reach for it. Use whatever you got. If you don't see what you want, then use what you got. Now, you know, if you've been listening to this show, I'm a firm believer of positive confession. I want you to begin to say this and put it in chat. Just say, reach for it. Yeah, reach for it. Yeah, I'm reaching for everything I can. I'm going to reach for a little bit of this. I'm going to reach for a little bit of that. Yeah, I'm going to reach. If it means taking classes online, I'm going to reach for that. If it means reinventing myself at my new age, I'm going to reach for that. If it means doing something different that I've never done before, reach for it. Reach for it. Type it in chat. If you're driving or if you're at home, go ahead and put it in chat. Say it out loud. Reach for it. When you wake up in the morning, say, I'm reaching for it. When you go to work, I'm reaching for it. Yeah, yeah. You may not have been able to be the parent that you wanted to be, but you can become the parent you thought you could be. Reach for something. Reach for it. Nothing and nothing is more frustrating than being in a situation that you cannot change. Am I right? Am I right? There's nothing more frustrating than when you're in a situation that you cannot change. It's like being born with a missing limb. We can't change the fact that it happened. You can't control the outcome. There are some outcomes you just can't control. And we're talking about regrets. We are talking about regrets. There's some outcomes you cannot control. And we're talking about handling regrets in our life. We must accept that there's some things that we can't control. One of the first and most important things we must do is separate the things that we can control from the things that we cannot control. Move on from holding someone else responsible for the things that we cannot change. A lot of times when we're living in regrets and we're walking in regrets, we want to blame someone else for the things that we cannot change. Move on from holding someone else responsible for the things that we cannot change ourselves. Going over and over of what you could have done differently is a common feature of those suffering with PTSD. If you continue to go over it and over and over and over in your mind, that is a common feature of those who are suffering with PTSD. It can also be firmly tied up in our flashbacks and our nightmares. Part of the reason it's unhealthy to keep living in regret is because we are traumatizing ourselves. People who suffer with flashbacks are erratic. They're unpredictable. One moment they can be fine, and the next moment they can be ready to pop off on anybody. Have you ever seen somebody who 5 minutes they're doing good? You walk out the room and they walk back and you walk back in the room and they're, boom, they're a totally different person. It's not that you've done something wrong. They may be having a flashback. Some people, you go talk to them, you can have the nicest conversation, the nicest thing. You may have triggered a flashback and it could be nothing that you have done wrong. But something triggered a flashback of regret. There were things that we could control. There are also things that we could not control. Guys, I want you to do this. If you're not able to look into a mirror or just look at yourself, just tell yourself, if you're looking to a mirror, if you're driving or at home, wherever you are, I want you to look into a mirror. And those who are watching, I want you to do this also. Every morning you get up throughout the day, I want you to say these words. Put it in chat if you want to. I want you to say this word. It wasn't my fault. Yeah, I want you to begin to say that over yourself, because a lot of times some of us are holding ourselves hostage. We're holding ourselves responsible for things that wasn't your fault. Begin, say that to yourself. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't your fault that your parents didn't raise you in a structured home. It wasn't your fault that one of your parents may have been on drugs or alcohol. It wasn't your fault, yet you had to stop school early to take care of children. It wasn't your fault. I want you to begin to liberate yourself. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some mercy and say, it wasn't my fault. Yeah, it wasn't your fault that it happened to you. It wasn't your fault that you were molested. It wasn't your fault they talked to you like you were crazy. It wasn't your fault they lied on you. It wasn't your fault that you was raped. It wasn't your fault that you had to have chemotherapy. It wasn't your fault that your child was born with that condition. It wasn't my fault. Yeah, give yourself some grace. You got to forgive yourself. And I'm not just talking about, oh, I forgive you. No, I want you to talk to yourself. Tell yourself, because you've been telling yourself one side of the story all your life. It wasn't my fault. We have to learn to be generous to ourselves. We've got to learn to be graceful to ourselves for the things we could not control, and forgiving of ourselves for the things we could control. You could not control if your parents were on drugs and could not raise you properly. It's not your fault if your father or your mother wasn't there in your life. Forgive yourself for every bad choice and poor decision you ever made. It wasn't my fault. Yeah. And the reason we have to listen, the reason we have got to forgive ourselves is because we have been listening and hearing just one side of the story all our lives. We've only heard the part of the story that includes what we did not finish, the part of the story that includes what we could not complete, the part of the story that shows what we did not accomplish. But there is another side to the story. That side that says you're not done yet. Yeah, the side that says you're not done yet. The story did not end yet. The story did not come to the end. Only the page. Yeah. Just, you know how this when you're reading a book and you're on a certain page and the page comes to an end, but you have more of the story that's left? Let me tell you this. The only thing that came to an end with you was your page. Your story is not over yet. I'm not done yet. I wish, and I know there's some I'm not done yet people listening. Put it in chat. I'm not done yet. You might have to tell the folks who thought you were done. You might have to look yourself in the mirror. There might be something you might have to tell people who gave up on you. But I'm not done yet. I know they thought you were through, but I'm not done yet. The reason we need the other side of the story is because you have unfinished business. Yeah, it's like a circle. Whenever you look at a circle or a half of a circle, and you might think, well, it is a half circle. It's a semicircle. I don't see a half circle. I see unfinished business. Yeah, yeah. Whenever you look at a half of a circle, you say, well, it's just a half of a circle. I don't see half of a circle. I see unfinished business. The reason you can't quit is because the reason you can't listen to just one side of the story is because you have unfinished business. You can't go on just one side of the story when you know you have unfinished business. You can't find it easily to quit when you know you have unfinished business. Guys, and tonight, we jump off the hamster wheel and we end the cycle of living by regret. We're going to forgive ourselves. We're going to give ourselves some grace. We're going to understand that some things we could not change. We're going to understand that we have unfinished business and that you're not done yet. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, don't forget to tune in right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central. That's 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. And you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Don't forget, guys, you can also pick up a copy of my book that I published, guys, Always Inspired, right there on Amazon, Practical Ways to Be Inspired Through This Madness We Call Life. It has a lot of great inspirational quotes by me, yours truly, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, pick it up. I think it's only like $5. It's an ebook, so you won't get a printed copy. You can download it on your phone, whether it be an Android or iOS device, right there on Amazon, or you can use the QR code, guys, to pick up a copy right there, guys. I gotta get out of here, but it's always imparting. If you're gonna tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.